Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Now, as we get into God's Word, let's pray. Father, we thank you for who you are and what you mean to us. And as we listen to your Word today, speak to us. Use me as your vessel, as your instrument, and as your voice. In Jesus' name, and everyone says, Amen. I hope you enjoyed the Miracle Missions offering service last weekend. It was a great celebration. Certainly, I enjoyed it. I danced like a lunatic, all for God's glory. Now, 3 weeks ago, we began teaching how we can live a blessed life because God wants us to live blessed lives. And in the first message Pastor Julia shared, we were reminded that when we seek God's kingdom first, God, our Heavenly Father, will take care of us because He knows what we need and He has all the capacity to supply our needs. In the second message, Pastor Eddie highlighted that when we put God first in our finances by returning a tithe, that is, returning to God 10% of every income we get through a local church, God will pour out His blessings on our finances. So, as we continue talking about the blessed life, how we can live a blessed life, I want to draw your attention to something that is important that runs throughout the Bible. It is the idea of multiplication. The subject of multiplication occurs in many instances in the Bible. For example, God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. He also told Noah and his family who had survived the flood the same thing. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. God also made a promise to Abraham to make him into a great nation and multiply his descendants as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. And Jesus, before he went back to heaven, commissioned his disciples, sent them out into all nations to make more disciples, simply to multiply disciples, followers of Jesus. As a matter of fact, we as Christians are a product of the obedience of the disciples to that commission. So, it is God's pleasure and His will to multiply what we have, including our finances. Robert Morris, the author of the Blessed Life book, says, the truth is that God wants your finances to be blessed, and He wants your finances to be multiplied. I want to read that again. The truth is that God wants your finances to be blessed, and He wants your finances to be multiplied. But our finances will not be blessed and multiplied by chance or luck. There are some principles of multiplication established by God we must practice if we want to experience God's blessings on our finances. So, in today's message, I want to talk about the two key principles of multiplication. There are many principles, but these two are fundamental. Let's read a story narrated in Matthew chapter 14 from verse 13 to 21 in the New Living Translation. As soon as Jesus had the news, that is, the beheading of John the Baptist, he left in a boat to a remote area to be alone. But the crowds heard where he was headed and followed on foot from many towns. Jesus saw the huge crowd as he stepped from the boat and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. That evening, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "That isn't necessary. You feed them. But we have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. They responded, "Bring them here," Jesus said to them. Then he told the people to sit down on the grass. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up toward heaven and blessed them. Then breaking the loaves into pieces, he gave the bread to the disciples, who distributed it to the people. They all ate as much as they wanted, and afterward, the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftovers. About 5,000 men were fed that day, in addition to all the women and children. What a powerful story of God's ability to multiply something. So, what principles of multiplication does this story teach us? The first principle is that what is blessed multiplies. What is blessed multiplies. When the disciples told Jesus they had only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, Jesus told them, "Bring them here, surrender them to me. Hand them over to me." And when they gave him the loaves and fish, Jesus looked up toward heaven and blessed the loaves and fish. Friends, whatever we want to multiply must be blessed. There's nothing that multiplies unless it is blessed. But for something to be blessed, it must be given to God first. Listen, a few loaves of bread and fish the disciples had multiplied into a huge amount of food because Jesus blessed those loaves of bread and fish. When we give God what we have, he surely blesses it and causes it to multiply because he is the God of multiplication and the God of blessing. God is the source of blessing we need, friends, in our financial lives. He wants to bless our finances and multiply them. After Israelites returned from captivity in Babylon, God revealed his desire and intention to bless what they had by telling them to bring tithes into his house, the temple. He told them, "Test me in this area of bringing faithfully your tithe into my house, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. I'll prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit before it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty." So, do you want your finances to be blessed? The right thing to do is to give your finances to God first, is to surrender your finances to God, is to give what God has told you or is telling you right now. The disciples did exactly what Jesus told them to do. So, the first principle of multiplication is that what is blessed multiplies, and something becomes blessed when it is given to God first. The second principle of multiplication is what is given away multiplies. After blessing what the disciples gave him, Jesus broke the loaves into pieces and gave the bread to the disciples, who distributed it to the people. They all ate as much as they wanted. And afterward, the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftovers. Take note of this, friends. The bread the disciples distributed was more than enough to feed 5,000 men, besides women and children, because it abundantly multiplied. Jesus incredibly multiplied it. While growing up in rural Uganda, I ate lots of mangoes. And so they are my favorite fruits. This week, I bought some. And I know some of you are right now drooling. You're salivating as you look at this juicy mango. But this mango began as a seed. And this seed has a potential to produce more mangoes. But it can only produce more mangoes when it is given away. How? By planting it into the soil. By giving it away into the soil. Listen, that is the principle of multiplication at work. What is given away multiplies. Many of you are familiar with the story in Matthew 25 of three servants who were given talents by their master. One servant received 5 talents. Another received 2, and another received 1. What is common about the 3 servants is that they all received talents. Each one of them received something. But 2 of the 3 servants were wise. They understood the principle of multiplication. That is, what is given away multiplies. So the 2 wise servants invested their talents, which yielded more talents. The servant with 1 talent, however, was either ignorant of that principle of multiplication or he just ignored it. His talent didn't multiply because instead of giving it away by investing it, he kept it in the ground. Now I want to share a personal story. And I want to read it so I don't miss out anything that I wrote down. Sometime last year, God told my wife Shirley he was going to bless us with some money. He also impressed upon her heart a specific amount we were to give away as our miracle missions offering from that money. When she told me the figure, it didn't sound God's voice at all. Because going by our income, it was a lot of money. In addition, the house we were building and planning to move into needed a big chunk of funds to make it livable. Anyways, we obeyed God, and when the money he had promised came into our hands, we gave away the exact amount he told us to give away. Guess what? A couple of months after the COVID-19 shutdown was imposed on Kampala, a longtime friend who is based in the U.S. visited us in our home. When he toured our house, he noticed something important was missing on the building. It was a balcony for our bedroom. Right away, he said to me, "You need to build a balcony here to enjoy the beauty of the scenery and fresh air." Since we didn't have the money for it, I diplomatically told him we are planning to do it. At that point, he calmly but confidently said, "Find a good structural engineer to do it and send me the cost." 3 weeks ago, the construction of the balcony was completed and we are now enjoying that gift from God. Its cost was more than what we gave away as our miracle missions offering last year. Friends, when in obedience to God, we give away our finances to support the preaching of the gospel. And those who are spiritually lost give their lives to Christ and grow in Him as his devoted followers. God will release His blessings on our finances and multiply them. When we give away our finances to meet the needs around us, make a difference in someone's life on behalf of Jesus, God will release His blessings on our finances and multiply them. When we give our finances to care for vulnerable children and women, give them hope and empower them to live productive lives, God will release His blessings on our finances and multiply them. Listen, the bread the disciples gave away multiplied in their hands, not in the hands of those who received and ate it. So be sure of this. God will multiply your finances in your hands as the giver, not in the hands of those who benefit from them. So what has God prompted you, told you to give away as your miracle missions offering this year? Obey God and see what He's going to do in your financial life. But in case you're wondering, how will I take care of myself? How will I look after my family? How will I meet my needs? How will I achieve my goals and my dreams? Listen to what Robert Morris says about God as the master of multiplication. The truth is that God can cause our finances to go farther than we could ever cause them to go through our own cleverness, diligence, or hard work. So friends, I encourage you to practice these principles of multiplication we've talked about that God has established. Make them a way of life and see and watch what God will do to your finances. Remember, what is blessed multiplies, and something becomes blessed when we give it to God first. Also, what is given away multiplies. When we give away what we have to reach people for Christ and touch their lives for Jesus, God will surely multiply what we have given away. Now, my friend, the greatest blessing you can ever receive from God is knowing Jesus, is having a personal relationship with Him. It is being His follower. Jesus wants to do something beautiful in your life and with your life. So will you welcome Him in your life today? Will you give your life to Him today, wherever you are? If you're making that decision, pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for giving your life for me. I know you have a beautiful plan for my life, and there is something beautiful you want to do in and with my life. Today, I have made a decision to give my life to you. Come into my life as my Lord and my Savior. In your name, I pray. Amen. If you have made that decision to give your life to Jesus today, congratulations. And we would love to hear from you. So write to us, connect@watotochurch.com.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com.